Michel de Montaigne, the 16th century essayist, noted the difference between supercelestial talk and subterranean conduct. While the difference was obvious in the Renaissance, it rages as a virtual definition of this moment. The former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in high dungeon says to Boko Haram, "Let our girls, the 276 kidnapped Nigerian girls, go free." Alas, there aren't sane people who would disagree. But how do we bring about this result? Is there a strategy, a military prescription? Wailing to the gods of good feeling doesn't do the trick. In fact, it is a little more than super-celestial talk. At the moment, a newly minted celebrity, Thomas Piketty, with the rehashed Marxian views generating ink in the West, tells us capitalism produces inequality, a point so obvious I find myself embarrassed to comment on it. Churchill made the same case when he said that capitalism distributes wealth unequally, while socialism distributes misery equally. Of course capitalism produces inequality. If free markets prevail, some will succeed by dint of hard work, innovation, imagination, intrigue, and luck. It isn't always fair, but life isn't always fair. What capitalism also produced is the greatest explosion of wealth the world has ever known. If your desire is equality, then free markets must be controlled. And if free markets are controlled, to continue the syllogism, wealth will not be generated and people will be impoverished. Here, too, Piketty speaks from the heavens, but his words don't resonate on the ground. In Geneva and now in Vienna, the Western powers have engaged in conversation with Iranian representatives over its alleged nuclear weapons program. President Obama contends Georgia is better than war, words attributed to Churchill. But suppose talk leads to war. Suppose as well the celestial talk effectively accelerates the day when breakout occurs and Iran has sufficient fissile material to produce multiple new weapons. In fact, Shia leaders have made it clear that Iran's desire for nuclear weapons cannot be forestalled. According to Ahmad al-Baghdadi, jihad is to conquer the world in the name of Islam and will be launched with global Islam as weapons of mass destruction. In addition, the Iranian government has publicly declared death to America, in effect genocide, thereby breaking the number one rule of the United Nations, will occur. Yet we talk and talk, hoping for a result that is impossible. What is it about words, death to America, our leaders do not understand? It is known within the intelligence community that North Korea has altered its satellite trajectory so that north-south path over the United States is now occurring. It is also known that North Korea or Iran or China or Russia or a non-state actor could detonate a nuclear weapon at high altitudes, unleashing an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, that destroys the nation's grid, leading to the paralysis of the nation and death to millions. This scenario is quite familiar to the cognoscenti in Washington, D.C., and has been discussed over and over again. Yet remarkably, the few billion dollars needed to reinforce the grid have not been allocated. The legislation required to make this happen is stalled in Senate committee. What does this suggest? Apparently, the survival of the nation is held hostage to talk. So immersed is national leadership in celestial conversation, it cannot marshal the resources to deal with survival strategy for the nation. Where is the contemporary version of Montaigne? Who points to the dangerous dichotomy between words and action? To be in love with words when action is called for is a prescription for disaster, just as false prophecy leads inextricably to absurd conduct.